We all keep things. Old birthday cards.
Receipts from forgotten road trips. Boxes labeled MISC, stacked in garages and closets, untouched for years. Most of it is junk. But sometimes, in the middle of rusted batteries and tangled cords, you find something that wasn't meant to be found. In 2019, in a small house in Oregon, a man named Drew Callahan was helping clean out his late father's garage. He found a dusty shoebox tucked behind a broken lawnmower. Inside, three cassette tapes, labeled only with dates. One tape was marked, May 14, 1994. He almost threw it away. But that night, curiosity won. He found his father's old stereo, pushed in the tape, and pressed play. What he heard wasn't music. Wasn't a family recording.
It was a voice. A stranger's voice. Calm. Flat.
Describing in detail what sounded like a crime. Tonight, we follow the story of what was on that tape.
A forgotten confession. A voice with no name.
And the mystery of how it ended up in a suburban garage. This is Human Echoes, and I'm your host. Welcome to Episode 2, The Voice on the Tape. Drew Callahan never thought of his dad, Tom, as mysterious. Tom was a high school chemistry teacher.
A Quietmann. Softspoken.
Liked puzzles. He wasn't warm, but he was dependable. He died in 2017, heart failure, in his sleep. After Tom's death, Drew inherited the house. But he didn't go through the garage until 2 years later. The tape started with a crackle, then silence.
Then, a voice.
My name doesn't matter, it said. But what I did does. Over the next 24 minutes, the voice calmly described what sounded like a botched robbery in 1994. A man had broken into a house outside Eugene, Oregon.
He thought no one was home. He was wrong.
There was a struggle.
Someone was hurt. And then, he ran.
The tape never said who. Never gave names. But it was detailed.
Specific. Street names. House layout. The sound of Sumione relieving IT over and over again.
Drew listened three times.
He couldn't sleep. He called the police.
But without names, fingerprints, or a crime on record, there wasn't much they could do.
Still, Drew felt obsessed.
Why did his father have this tape?
Where did it come from?
Had he known the person speaking? Tom, it turns out, had once worked part-time in the 90s, repairing audio equipment. He sometimes bought boxes of used cassettes from estate sales, to reuse or scavenge. That's one theory, that the tape had simply come into his life by accident. But then Drew found something else. An envelope, in his father's desk drawer. Inside, a map of Eugene, Oregon, with a house circled in red ink.
And a note, Unfinished. Drew drove down to Eugene.
The house was still there. Different owners. But when he asked about the 1990s, one of the neighbors remembered something.
A break-in. Back in 1994.
The homeowner had been an elderly woman. She died just a few weeks later. The case was never solved. Drew sent the tape to a friend who worked in audio forensics. They tried running the voice through databases.
No match.
He posted parts of the recording on Reddit, hoping someone would recognize it.
Nothing. No one came forward.
No arrests were made. And yet, the story didn't leave him. Because at its heart, it wasn't just about crime. It was about memory.
About guilt.
And about how silence can last decades, until one old cassette brings it all back. Cassette tapes don't last forever.
They warp. They crackle. The magnetis signals fade. But sometimes, something clings on. A voice. A moment.
A confession that no one was supposed to hear. What makes a person record something like that? Was it meant to be found?
Or buried forever?
Was it guilt, or a need to be remembered? Drew never found out who the voice belonged to. But in a strange way, he thinks maybe that was the point. Because some crimes aren't about who did it. They're about the weight that follows, the echo that lingers.
In shoeboxes. In drawers. In people.
This was Human Echoes.
I'm your host. Thanks for listening.
And if you ever find an old cassette tape in a dusty box, maybe listen to it.
Or maybe don't.